Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
What? What? No, one more time, please. Because surely we must have misunderstood. This is at the Turning Point Action Believers Summit in West Palm Beach over the weekend. Let's, for those of you with the look on your face like David Wayne has, or John Pickens has, or everybody else is hearing this for the first time, have, they're like, wait, what now? One more time. Just for... You know, I'm a big believer, and you get the evidence out, and then you talk about it. So, once more, with equal gusto.
Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
Same question. First of all, this is one of the weird little...
Love you, Christians. I'm half Christian.
I'm half Christian. I don't know. Half Christian? I'm not sure what he's trying to say. Okay. So, now the left says, see, he wants to destroy our democracy. See? He's going to try and stay in power as some king who's going to bequeath the throne of the White House to, what, Don Jr. or Eric or some family trust? Or I don't know. Okay. They think that Trump is going to end democracy. They think that Trump is going to, you know, take away the vote, something like that. You can vote for me this one time. You'll never have to vote again because I'm going to stay in office for life. That pesky, you know, Constitution aside, term limits, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, I don't take their view, but I will also say I don't know what view to take. Like, I can't make any sense of it at all. I understand the call for Christians to get out to vote. I don't understand the idea that in 4 years we won't have to vote again. Because Christians believe in voting. It's kind of our duty and... to participate in the process that's given to us by the Constitution. And if we believe in it, then I'm going to do it again in 4 years and in 2 years and in 6 years and in 8 years. And why would I not need, I don't have any idea. I mean, I have a terrible explanation. You ever find a mystery in your house? You're like, man, I thought I had a tub of ice cream in here for sure. And, you know, and it's a flavor that nobody else but me likes. And it's gone, and I didn't eat it. You got a mystery. You can't solve it. I don't have a good explanation. I have a best guess that's really bad. The only plausible explanation I've got is that he thinks that somehow all the issues that are important to Christians, he's going to, you know, wrap them up like the Ukraine war and the first 6 months of his presidency, and then Christians can just sit back and enjoy the blessings for the next 100 years. I mean... maybe something like that. But no, sir. John, you have a...
Well, I was just thinking about this. Maybe he was talking about himself because he likes
to
talk
about... You won't have to vote for me again?
Yes.
You just vote for me this one time and then you won't have to vote for me again.
Right. He just left that part out. That's what I'm thinking, the way his Trumpisms are.
David, you have a thought about this? I know you're, you know, don't get so much into the speculation as a news guy, but...
Yeah,
This was all over this.
It's bizarre. I tend to kind of defend what he says just because I know the way he speaks.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, well, he just
speaks
says things
in extravagant
weird, right.
hyperbole and flowery language and
But this
weird
I just
stuff.
Can't. I can't figure out.
Yeah.
I mean, your explanation and John's explanation both seem possibly maybe plausible. It's such a weird thing to say.
I think here's what I'm going to do with this. I'm going to chalk this up to Trump just sometimes, you know, he says.
Maybe he just had a weird day.
And,
just
you know, every once in a while, stuff. You just got to say, man, that Trump says. And that's all I got. That's all I got. And I don't. You know, normally there's kind of this argument that you should take Trump seriously without taking him literally. You know, the problem with the left is they always take him literally without taking him seriously. I don't know how to take him literally or seriously on this one. But there you go. That's just what happened over the weekend. So, here's this. So, Andrew, I think what Trump was saying is if we vote for him now, in four more years we'll have JD and all the others ready to go in the wings. He just uses bad turns of phrase sometimes. All right, so we've given a couple of ideas. I'm going to play one more time. Just, you know, match the theory up against the expression, and then you decide what you're going to do with it. And I know what some people say, Andrew, you're just burying your head in the sand. He is clearly telling us that he is going to be dictator, and he's going to end the republic. And I understand you think that, and I understand that I believe a lot more in what America is and who Americans are than that. Even if I believed he wanted to do that, I wouldn't believe we would let it happen. But, okay. I mean, you know, you're part of the conversation, too. Fair enough. So here goes. Here's the replay, and you think about how this matches up with our various theories.
Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
No, it gets worse every time I hear it. It just does. It gets worse every time. Happy Monday. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that vehicle crash with injuries. In Navarre, right there on 87 in Navarre High School, right there in front. It's been moved off to the side of the road. Roadway's clear, but we're still seeing some delays. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home, trying to decide if now is the time, should you wait? Did you sort of miss your chance, but now is better than waiting? Or, you know, what's the right price? Or what can I get for it? Or how long is it going to take? Hey, these are all good questions. You know, the market is definitely slower now than it was a couple of years ago. It was white hot then. And at that point, I said that having Christina Leavenworth as your realtor was great because she gets you the best price and in the quickest amount of time. Often same day, above list price, very common back then. Not as common today. But the argument actually holds more when you're talking about a slower market, because in a slower market, the difference between well-photographed, well-staged, set up the open house the right way, priced properly to entice interest, like all of the little things matter more when the market isn't just selling everything immediately like it's going out of business, right? And the market is not like that right now. So it's actually in a more normal kind of market is when you benefit more from having a really good real estate agent. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 homes last year. They have a process. They have a formula. They know how to do this. Give her a call. Talk to them and find out what they can do for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Here's today's strength for life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Name is Bond. James Bond.
So I have already played this three times this half hour, but the texts are so many that I, for those who are just joining, I wanted to give you a little bit of context if you haven't been listening, what we're reacting to. Over the weekend, former President Trump was doing a speech at the Turning Point Action Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, Christian event, at which he said this, and then I'm going to share you the text, okay? That's the only reason I'm playing it again.
Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
I said, Lord's sake, I have no idea what he's saying. And it's either bad or weird or I don't know, okay? And by the way, somebody asked me, Andrew, I thought you were going to talk about the Olympics. I have done so extensively. I will do so again, but you can't do only Olympics all day long. Somebody here texts in 437-1620. Maybe he meant it was going to be so good we would experience the rapture. I think the Bible story goes the other way on that, though. I think it's not good and then you get raptured. I think it's really, really bad. And then you get raptured. Let's see. No. I'm trying to find where the text began on this. Let's see. Andrew, I think what Trump is saying is that if we vote for him now in 4 more years, we'll have all the others that he'll turn up, that the others will be waiting in the wings. Perhaps he meant that if he was in office before 4 more years, even the Democrats would see the wonderful job the Republicans are doing and they would start voting Republican and it wouldn't matter. I mean, maybe. That's at least plausible. I mean, it's not plausible in reality, but it's plausible he could believe that. Let's see. Somebody else says he just can't stop blathering. Somebody says... I thought that it was the whole idea of J.D. Vance coming up after that. Somebody else says he just misspoke. It happens. Yeah, but he misspoke like 8 times repeating the same phrase, so it's not just a gaffe. Let's see. Do campaign managers not give their candidates a list of things to never, ever say? Yeah, that's true. Somebody says it's sad that he's begging Christians to go vote. It tells me that Christians, according to him, don't do their duty and vote. Yeah, I mean, you know, I see that. Let's see, 437-1620, and somebody else said, hopefully it's because, again, we'll be raptured in 4 years, somebody else said, and somebody else said, the meteor, 2027. Let's hope none of those are right. 724 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, some good news. The second man that was injured during the attempted assassination of former President Trump has been released from the hospital. James Copenhaver was discharged last Friday. Former Vice President Al Gore now endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Gore's endorsement because of Harris's stance on climate issues. And here's another story that I don't know what to make of, Andrew.
Outstanding. These are my favorites.
Robert Downey Jr. is returning to the Marvel Universe. He made a Comic-Con appearance on Saturday. He will now be playing Victor Von Doom in the new Avengers movie.
See, I saw something about this on the TV, and I didn't know. Why is he dressed up as Dr. Doom? Okay, go on.
So he will now be playing Dr. Doom. Of course, he also played Iron Man. Same universe, different character. But Tony Stark died in Endgame. So now there's all sorts of speculation. How can the same actor play a different character in the same universe? Some speculation online saying that perhaps, and this is all speculation again, perhaps it's an evil multiverse version of Tony Stark that became Dr. Doom rather than Iron Man or something like that. But I guess we'll have to wait and find out more information on this. Just kind of an odd Marvel development.
Yeah, I hear they're bringing Jack Nicholson back as the Batman.
Right.
It's all...
It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
A weird one. Hey, can I say this? I think Robert Downey Jr. is a fabulous actor.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
And if anybody can pull off this weirdness, probably it's him. But, yeah, it's weird. It's super weird. But, hey, they got us talking about it, so good PR. Well done. Way to go, MCU. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 726 here on News Radio 92.3. John has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Everything is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, if you have a company, you've got employees, you got to deal with employee benefits. That means things like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, payroll, all of that kind of stuff. Hey, that's not fun. I mean, and if I'm talking about it, you're like, Andrew, I know about these things. I don't want to think about that. Can you not make me laugh for a little bit? Okay, I get it, but... You know, listen, maybe there's somebody who can do it better. Maybe there's somebody who can take a load off of you, you know, alleviate the red tape, okay? Make it so you don't have to think about this stuff as much. I know we've been using Torgerson Causey here at News Radio in Cat Country for about six or seven years now. And when we first made the switch, I didn't know any better. And I just thought that's how it had to be, is how we had it before. And then they come on board and they've, like, got better plans and just different plans. You have better choices and fantastic customer service. Every time we have a question or a problem, they're just, you know, very, very on the ball with good answers, and especially to my wife's very detail-oriented questions, because that's who she is. She's an industrial engineer. She asks hard questions, and usually insurance people don't have good answers, and they always do, or they get back to us with good answers. So they've got her stamp of approval, which is very hard to get. I mean, I only get it like half the time. So, you know, Torgerson Causey, they're fabulous in our book. More than 20 years helping local businesses run their stuff. 433-9996. No obligation to have them come visit and look over what you're doing. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Oh, I got, you know, I was trying to decide whether I was going to share this or not. And because it's a little bit self-aggrandizing. I mean, just it makes me look good. But, you know, I wasn't for that reason, actually. But Mama B. Thomas is just one of my favorite people. If you know Mama B., she is such a sweetheart, and she is just this slightly older black lady who's like black conservatives here in Northwest Florida. And because I was at the RNC in Milwaukee, I couldn't receive this award that she gave to me and I think Michelle Salzman and Chip Simmons for community service, which is like, oh, my God, how did I get in that category with those folks? Anyway, but my boss, Dave Hoxing, went on our behalf as a station and just asked her. And it's such a lovely, like, way she talked about the show that I wanted to share it with you, because she is such a sweet lady. And I was more than honored that they gave me this award. But this was my boss talking to Mama B about why she listens, you know, to the Pensacola Morning News.
What is it about his show that brings you back over and over?
Andrew is funny in the morning time. Sometimes I'm down. Sometimes I've been on the highway all day long. And I was coming in from Panama City one day, and it was storming so bad I couldn't even see the highway. And Andrew was talking about the weather, and it was early in the morning, and I couldn't hardly see the highway. And I turned it on 1620, and just by hearing 1620, how they joke, how they carry on in the morning times, it made me laugh and not fear, because I had 18-wheelers everywhere coming out of nowhere. They big. They can see the highway. I couldn't. And he said, you all be careful on the highway because we got a downpour. And it's on Interstate 10 coming from certain areas. So, and then as I turned the radio on and just to listen and to listen to him carefully, I was able to guide myself in between those 18-wheelers, and they was the one. He just had me laughing all through the storm, and I said, Lord, this man is awesome. So, therefore, I just been friends. We have been friends ever since.
That comment made me just so happy, that way more than, like, getting some recognition that I appreciate. I very much appreciate, but I just wanted to share it with you. May put a smile on my face. I know John and David can see my face, and I see on their face, too. Just like, man, what, like, just the idea that you could bring that kind of joy to somebody else by talking on the radio. Right, John? You've been doing this for
a long time.
Wow. That's just, love you, Mama B. Thank you for the very, very, very kind words.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's proposing changes to the Supreme Court and to a recent Supreme Court decision in a case brought by former President Trump.
President Biden is calling on sweeping changes to the nation's highest court, including term limits and a code of conduct. Now, the president is calling for 18 years for a term limit, also wants to see a constitutional amendment to limit immunity for presidents once they leave office.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Israel's military is expected to respond soon to a rocket attack killing 12 children in the Israel-occupied Golan Heights, blamed on Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, on Fox and Friends.
Our response will be swift, harsh, and painful. And we are now picking the targets. And I believe in the next few days, we will make sure that Hezbollah will learn the lesson.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 79 degrees. Heat index up to 90 already this morning. Two people are dead and seven injured after a drive-by shooting last night. WEAR reporting that happened just before 8 o'clock at the Wedgewood Community Center on Wagner Road during a basketball game. Witnesses tell Channel 3 the victims were in a vehicle at that scene. Reportedly, that vehicle had bullet damage. There is no word yet on the identities or the current conditions of the victims or on any possible suspects, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn more about this incident. Also, unrelated incident, a woman shot in Beulah on Saturday night. Escambia County deputies say they responded to a home on Cali Lane where they found that victim. She was taken to a hospital. Investigators have not identified that woman. That incident also remaining under investigation. Governor DeSantis says if Vice President Kamala Harris thinks she has a chance of winning Florida this November, she should think again.
Florida is off the map. When I was elected governor, there were 300,000 more Democrats in the state than Republicans. We are approaching, and we will have it by November, 1 million more registered Republicans than Democrats.
DeSantis was on Fox News yesterday. He invited the VP to spend her money on ads in Florida, but says it would be like lighting the money on fire. The most recent poll in the race for Florida was released about 2 weeks ago. The Fox 13 Tampa Insider Advantage poll at that time showed Donald Trump leading Harris by about 10 percentage points. A man is dead after being hit by an SUV on Beverly Parkway over the weekend. FHP says a 46-year-old Pensacola woman was driving at about 11 o'clock Saturday night when she hit an unidentified man. He was taken to Baptist Hospital where he died. FHP says they are continuing to investigate that incident. And Marco Rubio. Actually, where the... Never mind, I lost that story. It is 7:34 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today, 60% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances around through Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke Richardson. Appreciate that update. We've got 79 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. And just a few seconds early, but let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents on the big board right now to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. No major slowdowns, just seeing a little bit of a slowdown as you're leaving Pace going into Pensacola. You're going to see some slowdown through that construction zone and watch your speed through that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now we'll look at our financial market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The best state to retire in this year is also one of the smallest. Delaware ranks as number one, according to Bankrate. Last year, it placed second behind Iowa. This was calculated based on each state's affordability, overall well-being, quality and cost of health care, weather and crime. Georgia ranks as third, and Missouri ranks as fifth. A slew of fast food chains from McDonald's to Taco Bell have $5 meal deals to try and win back customers. Runaway menu prices have scared away low-income consumers, and discounts may be the only way to get them back. However, investors are skeptical that the value meals will drive meaningful sales growth without eroding profits. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 654, the NASDAQ up 176, and the S&P 500 up 59. Once again, futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thank you very much for that update. 736 at News Radio. We've got 79 degrees, partly cloudy skies across the area. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Oh, this news cycle is something, huh?
Dude, there's something new every single day.
Wow, and today, you know, expecting to talk more about this Secret Service director, how she needs to go, and all of a sudden...
You're fired, bum!
Well, she resigned.
Yeah, she resigned. Kimberly Cheadle, the now former head of the Secret Service, is stepping down.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependent.
remember 5 years ago there was a devastating fire that has closed one of the most iconic churches around the world since that time. And this segment, Synchronicity, honors those who've worked together to help rebuild the cathedral, which is scheduled to open in December. The bells at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, which have not rung since the fire, but do here at this opening ceremony.
See, it was incredibly pro-Christian, totally Catholic approved, all about the Bible and faith and the cathedral and the opening ceremonies, and that's all there is to say about it, right? We can move on. Oh, dear friends, no, not exactly.
And so the individual with the torch continues his trek on the rooftops of Paris.
That's the sound of Les Mis.
Is it? Thanks, Kelly. Hadn't noticed. Yeah, if you had "Oh, very cool" from Kelly Clarkson in your drinking bingo card, you did not make it all the way through the ceremony.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, or...
What?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, my.
Anyway, without dwelling too much on the commentator real, it's not a word, inadequacies of Kelly Clarkson, I will say this, I thought it was a fascinating presentation. Oh, no, I understand fully that some people are extraordinarily upset about what a overweight woman, maybe transvestite-esque, transgender-esque, Last Supper-esque, catwalk, sacrilege. Okay, we'll get into all of that. I think put it all into context, and here's my context, okay? Piece of context number one, it's Paris. Paris is not, you know, Omaha, Nebraska. Paris is not even, you know, the cosmopolitan Pensacola, Florida. Paris is just it's a place of wild, crazy freedom and liberty and libertinism and historically, I mean, it's like New York City, even more so than New York City. And to me, this was Paris. It was a really Parisian performance. Everything from the operatic, the amazing music from on top of the Grand Palais to, you know, even the French singer, Aya Nakamura, who I had never heard of before, but she's amazing. And I didn't think she needed to touch herself quite as much as she did, but, you know, she's an amazing singer. And she's controversial because she incorporates non-French into her song. And, you know, the French are kind of like the Japanese. They're very protective of their language. And so there's French and non-French, and they don't like the mixing and the polluting and the, you know, the commonizing of their language. And so that's why she's controversial, and picking her for that was controversial. And, you know, having the women's statues added to the men's statues, okay. I mean, you know, that makes sense to me. And, you know, like I said, the mezzo-soprano, I'm going to do my best. It's Axelle Saint-Charles. Her rendition of La Marseillaise was fantastic. She's the one that was singing on top of the giant glass structure that looked like a botanical garden. That's the Grand Palais. That was fantastic. I mean, Celine Dion was fantastic. The Eiffel Tower light show was fantastic. The very long metallic horse running on the filthy Seine was fantastic in the beginning. The balloon with the flames and the Tuileries was fantastic. I mean, there was a lot of really genuinely amazing moments. I don't like this word iconic, by the way. You know, Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie couldn't stop saying iconic.
Looking at these legends, Rafa, Serena, Nadia,
Carl Lewis, yep. These are iconic athletes, and it's been a night of iconic images, iconic music, iconic institutions, the River, Sen, and I think right behind us, oh yeah, it's starting to Sohota.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what iconic means, actually? Iconic comes from depictions of Christ on the cross. Like, that's icon. Like, when you ever hear the term iconoclast, that's the people who were opposed to having images of Christ shown. Like, they were sort of anti-Catholic because the Catholic Church would show these images, and they were iconoclast. They were against that. But we don't use it that way anymore. That's just the origin of the word. Now we just use icon as either an image or as something that's the representative of the category. You know, like the best of the category. And it's fine. Language evolves. No big deal. But obviously the thing that got everybody, apparently, the most upset was the drag show / Last Supper. There's a good debate to be had about, was it meant to be against the Last Supper reimagined? Was it meant to be a re-envisioning of a different classical painting? Was it Dionysus and the Greek gods? Was it American Ignorance? Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, and Americans gave their very predictable, superficial, knee-jerk, angry reaction to it and kind of proved that we're Americans. We're not very good at art criticism. You know, we're not very good at literary criticism. We don't know enough to be really good at most of these things. You know, the Europeans, they've been living this stuff for hundreds of years, and we're kind of like, we just don't do that very well. And it kind of showed over the weekend. Do I think that the drag show was great? It's not really my cup of tea exactly. Was it meant to be sacrilege? Maybe, maybe not. You don't have to have a position on that. You can say, I didn't love it, but I liked a lot of other things. Not everything in an art show has to be what you love. Not everything in an art show has to be something you think everybody should see. Art is provocative. Art is challenging. Art is, no, I think the best art glorifies God, but, you know, we're a long way from culture and art and literature universally glorifying God. And so you've got this 40-something French gay theater director puts together a 4-hour international extravaganza and some people are offended. Okay. I don't even know that you picked the right thing to be offended about. I mean, the soft porn threesome prelude was, you know, that was like, I thought that was actually worse than the, you know, the drag show, including even Lester Holt's commentary about it.
So the artistic director, Thomas Jolly, decided to lean into some of the cliches about France. City of Light.
Thomas Jolly is the gay
city.
Director, by the way.
As much literature written or set here involves love. So this segment, love and literature, the twain shall meet. Or maybe we should say, the trois shall meet.
Wait, what does he mean by that? Well, he's tongue-in-cheek referring to, right? I mean, we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you are in Milton, either at Avalon and Highway 90 or traveling from Milton to East Milton or East Milton to Milton, we're seeing some delays in all those areas. I'm John Pickens with a look at your traffic on the five.
So, my dear beloved Christian conservative knee-jerk reactionary friends on Facebook. You know, sometimes what you got to do as a Christian is learn what not to get upset about. You know, I did this Bible study a long time ago, and John Bevere, I think, was the guy. And it gave me something to think about. He said, you know, to take offense, you've got to take offense. You don't have to always take offense. Taking it is an action. It's a choice. You don't have to always take it. You can observe a thing and be like, I don't love that, and move on. I was talking to my wife is a little bit more, she'll get more irritated at some of this stuff than I will typically, okay? And I double-checked with her last night. I'm like, what'd you think? She's like, it's Paris, though, right? You know, it's an international art spectacle put on for the entire world. It doesn't have to all be for me. I mean, certainly offensive to other people, and you know, people talk about the Christians being offended. What about the, you know, the Muslims who are offended by seeing all these women parade about? I mean, just take the drag show for a second. Do you like fashion shows? Do you watch fashion shows? When was the last time you watched an actual fashion parade and thought, man, that's so Christian? You're right. The fact that it went over the top is, that's the point of the Olympics, is to go over the top. I mean, did you notice that there was a biplegic, a woman who had both of her legs amputated below the knee on the catwalk? And she was parading. It was kind of a cool thing to see as part of the fashion show, as part of the parade of models, right? That it was challenging standards of beauty, maybe. That it was just one of the things that I have always found frustrating. The reason I resisted Christianity, this is me talking about me. The reason I resisted becoming a Christian is because I thought you had to be stupid to be one. Because that's what I saw a lot of, was dumb Christians who try to cover up the nudity of a statue in the Louvre as, you know, or try to hide the statue behind them in the background like John Ashcroft. Or, you know, that's what I have seen a lot of in my life, is not the sharpest Christians. I'm not saying John Ashcroft is. I'm saying just in general. I thought you had to be dumb to be a Christian. I was kind of jealous. Like, I kind of wished I could be dumb enough to be a Christian. And then I found some smart Christians, and I discovered, oh my God, you know, there's a place for me. But over the years, I still think a lot of times we alienate people by not being very thoughtful and by having superficial, knee-jerk, predictable outrage over the dumb stuff. Saying things like, I'm going to boycott the Olympics because they had a drag show on a bridge. Because all of those athletes are responsible for that? Because one moment of your irritation justifies... Were you going to watch them anyway, though, really? I kind of wonder. Because I love the Olympics. The sport and spectacle of it is amazing. And it's maybe easy for you to give up, because maybe you didn't love it to begin. And I know there's a little bit of the, man, I wish there was like a bad-tasting beer that we could boycott over this, because that was easy. We could all get behind the Bud Light boycott. I mean, it's hard to get behind the Olympics boycott, but I'm not watching them anymore. What would have made you happy? Did Lady Gaga bother you? Did having the, you know, I don't know, the guy with the black skirt and the black heart-shaped pasties over his nipples, did that bother you? I mean, was that part of the problem? You know, what part, did having a beheaded woman singing to you in front of a metal show bother you? Because I thought that was pretty jarring. I mean, if you want to talk about, like, protecting the kids, you know, I thought that was probably the moment that would upset people, because here you have this headless woman suddenly thrust into American living rooms, and she's singing in French, and it's pretty gruesome to watch. Now, if you understand the history of France and Marie Antoinette and all, it's pretty understandable, but man, talk about jarring. That was way more jarring than the drag show or even the threesome stuff.
Les aristocrates à la lanterne,
les aristocrates, on les pendra. What? Can we talk about all the different styles of music and dancing? And this
you don't have to talk about it, Kelly. You can just let it be. You can just let
it perform. The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month.
All right, thanks, John. So you can just let it play. You don't have to talk about it all the time, Kelly, but that's a side thing. I found it more offensive that Lester Holt dramatically underdescribed key geopolitical facts in his explanation of why certain members of athletic teams were not present. Like, when he says Russia is not there because of the involvement in Ukraine.
The next boat is where Russia would have been, but their National Olympic Committee, along with the National Olympic Committee of Belarus, are banned from these games. Going back to the involvement with Ukraine and the war that's raging on there.
You mean the illegal invasion / genocide / targeting of civilians and war crimes by Russia? Is that what you mean? Or do you mean the involvement? Or, you know, the Korea
So these Paris Games, first time North Korea is back in the Olympics since Pyeongchang 2018. One of the most memorable opening ceremony moments when a unified Korea, South and North, marched in together despite their then and still ongoing differences.
Their differences. Again, you mean like the invasion of South Korea and the desire of a communist dictatorship to suppress his own people, drive them into starvation, shoot missiles off into the ocean, and menace his highly thriving democratic counterpart to the South? Is that what you mean by their differences? Like, come on, Lester, you're a newsman. Just tell the truth. So I find different things to get bothered by. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. It's entirely possible. But maybe if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, by the way, you think I'm soft on, listen to the transgressors on Fridays, right? I spend 2 hours or 3 hours writing it every week, and then I scorch liberal wokeism for 10 minutes on the air twice in the morning, right? So I'm not exactly a social liberal. But man, just learn what to get upset about, what not to get upset about. Learn where to pick your battles, you know, where to make your fight. This, it's an art show. You don't have to like every painting in the museum. You don't have to like every act in the circus. And this was a circus. So that's all I'm thinking about. Don't let your joy and peace as a Christian, because what's the alternative? Like, I would be happy if the show had been entirely to my standards. I mean, that was never going to happen in the first place, right? Feel free to disagree with me. I know many of you are. I'll read some of your texts after we come back. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, but I am seeing some major delays at Scenic and Olive Road in both directions. So just be aware of that on Scenic Highway. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Oh, by the way, apparently not Lester Holt, but Mike Tricchio. Sorry about that. I thought they were both doing commentary, and it sounded so much like Lester's voice, so I apologize for ascribing it to him. There was one text in particular. Somebody said, no, I lost it. Sorry. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden will be proposing term limits for Supreme Court justices today. He's also pushing for a constitutional amendment to override the court's recent decision that a president has some immunity for official acts. He'll be speaking in Texas at the LBJ Presidential Library.
Thanks so much, David. Oh, somebody says, what if they had also portrayed Muhammad like as a drag actor or something like that? Yeah, we would have expected violence and we would have condemned it. Right? Right? Charlie Hebdo, remember? We would have condemned it.
Stream us.